You're listening to SBS News.
Controversial reburial plans for some of the world's oldest human remains at New South Wales World Heritage Site Lake Mungo have been delayed. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee earlier this month ordered a formal assessment of the plans, requiring further consultation with traditional owners. Under the current proposal, 108 ancient Aboriginal remains, including those of Mungo Man and Mungo Lady, are set to be buried in unmarked graves at and around Lake Mungo. Parkinji Murrawira elder Auntie Dottie Lawson is strongly in support of a reburial.
The only way is put them back in the ground and leave them alone and don't touch them at all ever again.
But it's an outcome not universally welcomed by traditional custodians and community members. Parkinji and Parenti man Michael Young is a former member of the Wollandra Lakes Aboriginal Advisory Group. He's critical of the government's approach to the consultation.
We hardly got any information about the whole reburial / destruction until it came to that critical moment last month where we had, you know, such a short period to respond to such a large document, because the burial proposals is basically they're going to borehole these supposed reburials and then drop everything down and recover them over. We don't see that as being respectful or traditional in any way.
Documented in the past instead have been plans for a keeping place where the remains are laid to rest but are kept available for scientific study. Jason Kelly, a Muti Muti Wamba Wamba members representative for the Wollandra Lakes Aboriginal Advisory Group, says a reburial would dismiss 30 years of traditional custodians' wishes.
There was a shared vision that Mungo Man and Mungo Lady must come back and return to country, but it wasn't for the purpose intent to rebury them and make them invisible to the world. My grandmother described Mungo Lady as coming back as being an envoy from deep time to tell the world of the complexity of Aboriginal society. And it was a scientist that able to help tell that story that we are the world's oldest continuous living culture.
Currently, three of the 108 remains for reburial have been studied. University of Queensland Associate Professor in Archaeology Michael Westaway says they've barely scratched the surface of what the remains could reveal about ancient Indigenous cultural practices and timelines.
But provide different insights into the variation of that population over a span of time that extends from at least 42,000 years ago up until the end of that Ice Age period 10,000 years ago. Now, there is the potential for some of these ancestral remains to be even older.
While there is potential for further scientific insight, not all members of the community agree further study is appropriate. Their view summed up by Auntie Dottie Lawson.
Leave them alone, this dude. You know, do the right thing. Put them back where they got them from and leave it alone now. Enough is enough.
Ultimately, it's the Federal Department of Environment that will decide if the current reburial proposal will go ahead. In a statement earlier this month, Minister Susan Lee says her decisions were made after consultation with the Wollandra Lakes Aboriginal Advisory Group. That traditional owners have a solely advisory function on the site is part of a wider question of who should have management control and ultimate decision-making power. Michael Young says a keeping place is an opportunity for Aboriginal peoples to have real ownership over their stories by studying the remains.
So the place itself would be run by Aboriginal people, and we want our people, our educated people, coming down here and doing the research about our culture. And that would give us a unique position within Australia, within academia as well. So we don't need to have government-endorsed destruction of our cultural heritage, because that'll just bury the stories again.
That the remains are protected and kept on country is a priority all sides of the debate agree on. Parkinji elder and former member of the Aboriginal Advisory Group, Patricia Johnson, says the remains are priceless and need to be protected.
And the only way to do that is put them in a secure place. And where they want to bury them now is there's no security. Anyone can go and dig them up. And that's the way it has to be in Aboriginal law. That's what we do. We protect our ancestors like they protect us.
Ellie Mitchell, SBS News.